Let's get back to Terry's 1998 interview with The Doors keyboard player Ray Manzarek.
Toward the end of The Doors' life as a band, Jim Morrison could only play like about three nights in a row, and he'd just be kind of either spent or just too depressed or manic to one or the other.
No, it wasn't too manic. The manic side, no, it was just his energy was giving out.
Right.
He was depleting his energy with alcohol, and physically, on the first night, he was fine. The second night, he was halfway drinking too much, and by the third night, the booze would catch up with him, and he was just kind of hanging onto the microphone, and he had lost his chi, is what he had lost.
He told you he was having a nervous breakdown.
At one point, he said, "I'm having a nervous breakdown." Yeah, exactly. He said, "I want to quit. I'm having a nervous breakdown." I said, "You can't quit. You're not having a nervous breakdown. You're drinking too much."
When he went to Paris for what you thought would be some rest and relaxation, he ended up dying there.
Yeah.
Mysteriously.
Yes.
At the age of 27.
Yes.
What do you know about his death?
I know exactly what I said in the book. I don't really know anything about it. There's a French doctor's certificate that says his heart stopped. Whatever that means, you know, he's not breathing. This corpse is not breathing, therefore it is dead. You know, that doesn't say anything. That's insane. People that were there, people that weren't there, Marianne Faithfull was there, the Count, a known heroin addicted, Euro trash European guy. Pam was having sort of a quasi-affair and needle exchange with the Count. Pam, unfortunately, eventually did die of a heroin overdose. I don't know that heroin enters into the story of Jim Morrison. It enters into the life of Pamela Curson. A sealed coffin was buried. Our manager went over to see what the story about Jim Morrison being dead was all about. And he arrived in Paris and 3 days later put a sealed coffin into the ground, called me and said, "We buried Jim." And I said, "Oh my God, you buried him? You mean those rumors and those stories, that story about Jim being dead, that's true?" He said, "Yeah, it wasn't a story, man. I put the coffin and Pam was there and two of his French friends were there and Alain and Agnes Varda and we buried Jim in Père Lachaise Cemetery." Well, he couldn't pronounce the name. In a French cemetery, I don't know what the name of the place is, Ray. And I said, "Well, how did he look?" He said, I don't know. I said, "What do you mean you don't know?" He said, "I never saw the body."
You don't believe it wasn't him, though, do you?
I don't know what I believe, you know? I believe Jim Morrison's dead. I haven't heard from him in 27 years now. But there's a lot of stories. How did he die? See, how did he die? We don't know. And quite frankly, I don't care how he died. If he's dead, he's dead. God rest his soul. However, Dionysus rises again. Dionysus is the god of rising, of resurrection, as is Osiris, the Egyptian god, as is Jesus the Christ, the god of resurrection for Christians. Jim Morrison is also going to rise again on July 6th, the year 2001. They're digging up his grave, and they're throwing him out of the cemetery. The lease is up, a 30-year lease, and they're not going to renew the lease. This is what I've heard. They're not going to renew the lease on Jim Morrison's grave, and his remains are going to have to be removed from Père Lachaise Cemetery.
Wow. Where's he going to go?
It doesn't matter. How disgusting.
That's an awful, terrible
thought. You know, what are they going to do? They'll throw him in a pauper's grave or something, like Mozart, you know?
Are they not renewing because there's so many people who come there to make the pilgrimage?
Exactly. It's a riot going on there. Yeah.
So did you have to reinvent yourself after Jim Morrison died and that was the end of The Doors?
No, I just had to get on to the next thing. I'm the same person I was before. You know, my psychedelic and cosmic vision formed when I was 25 is the exact same one I have today. What I'm telling you today is what I would have told you 2 weeks after Jim Morrison died. I'm the exact same person. You know, once you open the doors of perception, I mean, Ray, do you still take acid? No, I don't take acid. You still get high anymore. You don't need to. Once you open the doors of perception are cleansed, they stay cleansed, they stay open, and you see life as in an infinite voyage of joy and adventure and strangeness and darkness and wildness and craziness and softness and beauty. So that's how I live my life, and I haven't changed. I didn't really have to reinvent myself. It took a long time to get over Jim's death, however. You know, that was a sad period for me.
Ray Manzarek. Terry spoke with him last summer after the publication of his memoir, Light My Fire, My Life with The Doors. The book will be out in paperback next month.